I had a lady on my shift. It was like a mandate, like, yo, no overtime. Mm-hmm. She worked 4 minutes of overtime, probably like 2 minutes of overtime. And he comes in the room and he walks around and he's like, who let her work overtime? But in front of him, I was like, yo, man, you know what? I'll take the blame. And I had a brand new clock I had just bought and I put it in my office and was like, right here. And he's like, you let her work overtime? And he punches the clock. And everybody was like, oh my God, I got all scared and stuff. You should be able to question the manager. If he says something crazy, you should be able to say, hey man, not disrespectful,
right?
But he had a culture that nobody, even though they knew that he was dead wrong, nobody would call him out on it.
And that's toxic, I think.
Super toxic, right? Super toxic.
Definitely.
Welcome to Reading the Room. We're here in this space because we're always approached on how do we do everything we do. How did you know that? How did you know you could tell that was going to happen?
So we thought we'd make it a podcast on Reading the Room with our insights and share as we go a little from our past experiences, things we're going through now.
Giving our perspective on certain topics, both professionally and personally, to give you the edge you need to read the room you're in.
Hey, everybody.
What's going on, Gerard?
Sarah here.
Like, subscribe, share. 1, 2, 3.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about here. All right. So today we're going to talk about
another kind of 1, 2, 3.
Another kind of 1, 2. I don't know if we're going to do 2 or 3, but here's the thing. We're going to talk about, in this world, you got good managers, you got bad managers. Mm-hmm. And there's this thing I see all this stuff. I look on the thing and I see like, oh, here's what's trending. Signs of a bad manager. Right.
Oh, we could talk about that all day long.
All day long. So Let's go. Okay. Here are the signs of a bad manager. Number one.
Okay, so we can just jump right in, right? Not putting our toes in first?
Nope. Number one.
Okay.
Leading by fear.
Okay. So I don't really have too much background on that, but I'm sure you do. I mean, working in the warehouse, I'm sure you've seen a lot of this example.
I mean, warehouse, whatever, right? Yeah. So you got people who lead that use their power or use their influence or use their title as like, you better listen to me.
Like a power trip.
Power trip, or what'd you call it before?
A boss bully.
Boss bully, right? So, So boss bully. Yeah. So I had this dude who basically, there's two kinds of ways you can lead by fear. Mm-hmm. One way you can is like you're threatening or intimidating. And typically what that person does, they have what's called, I used to call it a whipping boy, right? Mm-hmm. So one person in the operation, they would just pick on them all the time because they knew they wouldn't talk back. Mm-hmm. So they would pick on them. So I had this manager that he led by fear and he would push his weight around. And basically, I mean, the one time he threw a pizza. I mean, this dude came in
and threw
a pizza.
So you've seen somebody throw a pizza in a professional setting.
I don't think I've ever seen anything. We had on shirts and ties sitting around a board table.
Wow.
And he goes, oh, this is what y'all do all up here? Sit up here and eat this pizza? And he picks a pizza up and just throws it against the wall. Right? That's one time he did. Another time, man, he's going to be so mad. This dude is still alive. He knows what I'm talking about. Another time I had, it was like a mandate, like, yo, no overtime. Mm-hmm. And I had a lady on my shift. She worked 4 minutes of overtime, probably like 2 minutes of overtime. And he comes in the room and he walks around and he's like, who let her work overtime? Mm-hmm. And nobody let her. She clocked out like 4 minutes late.
Right.
Right. So everybody's looking, and I knew who it was.
So you already knew who he was talking about.
But I basically was like, I did. Mm-hmm. Because.
Okay, that's responsible.
Because I'm the boss.
Right.
Right. So I know now I beat up the guy who let her work overtime after he left. Mm. But in front of him, I was like, yeah, man, you know what? I'll take the blame. I'm ultimately responsible. And you asked me before, how did I know? That's my work overtime because there's a report. So what I should have done as a manager, I really should have run a report, looked at it, saw the person worked overtime, and then addressed it, right? Mm-hmm. But I didn't. So this dude came in, and then I had a clock, and I had a brand new clock I had just bought, and I put it in my office and was like, right here. And this dude comes in, and he's like, you let her work overtime? And he punches the clock, and everybody was like, oh, my God. I got all scared and stuff. And I'm like, man. So you know what I did? I bought a new clock. Mm-hmm. And you know what I did with the clock? I put it like this high because the dude was like 5'2".
Oh, my goodness.
So I put it up at the top. Mm-hmm. So he came in the next day and was like, did you put that up? So he's so everybody's laughing at him, right? Because I put the clock on the thing. But what I mean by leading by fear is like that. Mm-hmm. So you got the manager who leads by fear that basically goes around and tries to intimidate people all right. the time.
And I don't think anybody can do it to that extent anymore.
No, you can't do it like that
in
anymore.
Today's society.
But also what I mean by leading by fear is having the culture that people don't want to question the mm-hmm. boss, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
And that happened too before where I had a yeah. boss, I had a boss's boss who basically said, no matter what, we ship everything. Mm-hmm. And it was like, there's some days we didn't ship everything. So he called me on the phone and was like, hey, Gerard, we ship everything. Everything needs to go by 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. And I said, hey man, you know, I'm looking at how many boxes, I look at what we have and we're never going to be done by 4 a.m. And he's like, well, what part of this did you not understand? I'm like, hey, man, look, this is math. We do this many an hour. We have this mm-hmm. much to do. We ain't going to make it. And everybody was like, oh, my God, Gerard's telling them we're not going to do it. I'm like, yo, mm-hmm. do you want me to lie to you right now and tell you we're yeah. going to do it or not?
Right.
So what I mean is leading by fear is what I say. What I mean by that is leading or creating a culture where people can't question the manager. You should be able to question the manager. If he says something crazy, mm-hmm. you should be able to say, hey, man, I mean, not disrespectful,
right?
But he had a culture that nobody, even though they knew that he was dead wrong, nobody would call him out on it.
And that's toxic, I think.
Super toxic, mm-hmm. right? Super toxic.
Definitely.
Number two, doesn't value the opinions of the team.
Right.
You get that?
Yes. They don't want anybody's input.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. Or they make decisions based off of what they want to do. They have a whole team, and they're mm-hmm. not getting the input and buy-in, because a lot of times, a lot of people's buy-in mm-hmm. is important.
And you've mentioned that on another episode.
Not
right?
even that. Even with you. Even with you and your... I mentioned on another episode.
Right.
But even on in your business. We sat right downstairs at that table, mm-hmm. right? You're going to make some changes in your business. Mm-hmm. Who'd you bring in?
Mm-hmm. I brought in my team.
You brought your team in, and we mm-hmm. asked some questions.
Right.
And what did they do? They gave you answers.
They gave me some great insight.
Insight yes. that you didn't even know was happening.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
So they gave you some insight. You didn't just make a decision. Mm-hmm. You got their buy-in. You got mm-hmm. their input. So now they own part of the process because they gave you the input. Mm. And then you're going to go together with it. Right. I had the same thing. And then this is me. I made a mistake. Mm-hmm. I did something really stupid. Mm-hmm. I made a decision for the team without getting the team's input. Mm-hmm. And it blew up in my face, mm. right? So basically we had a whole thing where we're gonna change a shift, right? So basically we had people working from 7 o'clock in the morning to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Okay. And we had to change the shift around where we had to like make people work different shifts. Well, I just mandated we're changing the shifts and they just almost overthrew the government. Almost got fired. So what happened was, I almost got fired. Mm-hmm. I brought in a consultant to help us out. Mm-hmm. We had focus groups and team meetings and this and that and all these things. And all the people talked about what they wanted in the schedule and what would make their life easier. And we ended up with the same freaking schedule that I mandated, mm-hmm. but they felt better about it because they're the ones that decided to do it.
Right.
So that's number two, valuing the opinion of your team. Number mm-hmm. three, most important one, no integrity. Mm-hmm. Right? You can't work yeah. for a liar. Mm-hmm. You can't work for a liar. You can't work for somebody who's not truthful. You just can't right. do it.
Or just kind of manipulate situations.
Integrity. That's a big thing, right? Mm. So you have manipulating situations. You mm-hmm. have, I had a boss that same thing. We made up, I hate to say it. He lied about numbers that we were doing. And the numbers he was lying, it wasn't like win an award or like to get a raise, but we basically lied about how many people that we would fire or people that would quit. So then that way we had like a turnover number. So we weren't turning
over.
So
what was the value in not making that completely transparent?
Well, what happened was HR got smart one day, and mm-hmm. we talked about it on another episode. And this is, and guys, listen, this is like 2003, mm-hmm. right? This is over 20 years ago.
Okay.
Before HR departments and before businesses realized that turning people over, like the cost of training, the cost of rehiring, the cost of
yes,
all these costs, right?
Yes.
So there's all these hidden costs when you hire somebody, mm-hmm. all these hidden costs when you have to replace somebody. Mm-hmm. Well, we didn't care about that. If you didn't do what we made them better or we made them quit. That mm-hmm. was the deal, right? Mm-hmm. So we didn't really care. And then we kind of felt like we were the highest paying in the industry. So either do what we say or go home.
Right.
Totally different time.
Because being the highest paid in the industry, you definitely had people that would be willing to come in and take that spot.
All day.
All day long.
All day long.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing. The job market was tight.
Mm-hmm.
We offered a very competitive wage with very competitive benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Work life. I could talk about that too. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a whole nother thing. We could talk about that too. Work life balance. Right? Well, let's do that next. We're going to talk about work life balance. Next episode, guys, tune in for next time for work life balance. But right now, we're going to finish this up with this integrity.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, we had this situation where we were getting in trouble because we were turning over people. So we had a whole change of culture and a change of mindset that firing people or hiring people all the time was a bad thing. We had like 50% turnover, which means that we had to hire, I don't remember, it was like January. And they said, hey, for Christmas, we need to add another 200 people.
Mm-hmm.
So we hired 20 people a week from February until November to get 400 because we would fire half of them.
Mm.
So they was like, oh, that's super expensive. So what he decided to do was instead of keeping the people we had, he decided that we're not going to let as many people go that weren't coming to work. So then basically we lied about our number of people that we had working for us.
Right.
So then what happened was there was an emergency somewhere in the company. The company decided that we had to send additional work, but then they were like, hey, Gerard and all those guys got a ton of people. Let's send the work there. We couldn't say, hey man, I lied about having all these people.
Oh wow.
So they sent hundreds of thousands of boxes to our workplace. And then at that point, we couldn't raise our hand and say, hey, we're actually 300 people short than what we say we are, right? Wow. So then what happened was work would come in. We wouldn't get it done. But instead of us saying, hey, we can't get it done, we've already lied. Well, he's already lied. So what happens was when he lied, we couldn't really, I mean, I look back on it. So I'm like 20-something years old. We were in a situation where I didn't really like, that's one of the questions that I get asked all the time. Like when I was going on job interviews, you know, they ask like, what are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? All this stuff. Name a situation where you were put in a compromised position at work with your boss. This is the story.
This is what the story you would tell
every time because he based and they were like, wow. So what happened was, like I said,
and they could probably relate to it.
Totally relate. So we would lie about how many people we had. Mm-hmm. We would lie about how many people we were terminating.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would lie about how much work we were missing every day. And this went on for months. You remember the time? You remember when I was coming home and like I'd go to work at night. I'd go to work at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And I'd come home at 11 o'clock the next day.
Yeah.
Because of this.
Wow.
So this dude, so we basically ruined a whole bunch of people. We lost hundreds of thousands of people's boxes. But then we ruined our lives because we're in there trying to work and trying to get stuff done. And that's what happened. But all that to say was he didn't have much integrity. And then everybody paid for it. So what I mean by integrity
including
is...
including the business.
The whole business. So so like she said, it's not just lying, but it's like manipulating of people, right? So I mean, you've had that before where you've had people just try to manipulate, you know, and they might not have been your management people, but then when people try to manipulate other people, people will see through that at some point. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So but then here's the thing, there's a lot of good managers, there's a lot of people that do some really good things,
definitely,
and we have seen a lot of that. But I've learned a lot from a lot of the good managers I've had. But I learned a lot more from the bad managers. So
I can see why. I mean, literally.
Yeah. So those are the things that I've seen in my past that kind of helped me, you know, get through some of the things. So like I did, I don't go around throwing pizzas and punching clocks. Right. I've never done that. I've never been that
crazy.
Guy.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, my God. It's so crazy. It was great. And I had another guy, too, one time. I never forget. It's 4th of July. And he got all mad and he tried to slam the door. You know what I mean? Like he was mad. He said he was going to slam the door. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? But you know that little, that stopper, that air, it's like an air brake that's on the door.
Like so a slow release.
Yeah. So close the door. So he tries to slam the door and he goes, and then the doors are And everybody's looking at him laughing. He got so he's a little dude, like 5'5", jumps up on the desk. Mm-hmm. He's screaming and hollering and stuff.
That's funny.
Another day. So, but yeah, so I mean, leading by fear, right? People mm-hmm. will see right through it, right? Mm-hmm. So number one, don't lead by fear. Number two, please value the employees that you have and value their opinions. Mm-hmm. And number three, don't lie, cheat, and steal.
Right. Keep your integrity.
Keep your integrity intact.
You want a manager that leads with integrity, for sure.
Leads with integrity. Because if not, mm-hmm. you can't follow them. You can't follow a liar because they're going to lead you down the wrong path.
That's the truth right there.
Cool. You got anything else? Mm-mm. All right. Well, cool. We're going to talk about work-life balance, right? And how that's fake. All right. See you guys next time.
Bye.